gotta go buy a fan because
Oh man.
these bricks are hot. This is a
You're
brick
calling
house.
this meeting to order.
I got the bill.
Okay.
Hey.
And Olga is going to lead us in a word of prayer.
Okay.
Father,
Yes.
wherever you are, Heavenly Father, we just bless your name today and we thank you for allowing us to get here safely to our meeting, Lord. And for those that are online, Lord, we appreciate their diligence and their dedication to coming to the central meeting, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we thank you also for allowing us to have a good meeting today where we can discuss things in a proper and orderly manner, Father. We just bless our upcoming events that are coming along, and we hope that everything will be in decency and in order. We also pray for our member, Brenda James, Lord, who is not feeling well today. So we just pray that you will heal her body and strengthen her as you see fit, Lord.
Yes,
And we just thank you again for the members that have shown up today, and we just pray again that everything will be in decency and order. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Again, we'd like to thank everybody, welcome everybody to this meeting. And prayerfully, we are going to have a what I would say a fun meeting today because we have some things in order for our class, and all we need is for everyone to just line up. And I know you all seen those lines before in your grandkids' school where they all get in line. Yes, they all get in line, but they're gonna still say bye, granddaddy. And so, today we want all classmates that are here with us in present and online and on the way to just give us your undivided attention today and cooperation heading into the future. With that being said,
Ready?
it is trying to work that thing in.
Ready for the minutes?
We'll delay the report, the treasurer's report for right now. And
You ready for the minutes, Gilbert?
He's trying to get us online with you guys.
Well, I can go ahead and read the last meeting's minutes if you want me to.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we hear
Okay.
you all.
Okay.
Let me go
As long
ahead
as
and.
you can hear us, we're going with the meeting.
Yes. Okay. So
All
here we
right.
go. All right.
Okay, good.
So, July 20th, 2025, meeting called to order by our president, Hubert Campbell, led in prayer by Brenda, opening word by the president. One word he'd like and wished for all to be happy and be on one accord in this meeting. Minutes were read by the secretary with approval, with some approvals, corrections. And the correction was on the amount. $200 was decided as a price for the party back in June. That amount was set for members of class with or without guests. Discussion ensued concerning the inclusion and accuracy of email addresses and phone numbers for text messages. This will be worked on by Alden. The treasurer's report by Eddie. Beginning balance was $2,722.37. Added $200 through Cash App, $250 through checks. Ending balance minus the $300, but minus the $3 bank fee, $3,069.37 for the month. This report was approved with a question: why the $3 fee? With this being a nonprofit account, seems there should be no fee. The treasurers will check this out with the bank and report back at the next meeting. President then opened a discussion on the status of the class's 75th birthday party. And we have to be aware of our budget, and he said, and how we can stay within that amount without going over budget, such as a champagne appetite with a beer budget. That was my first car I tried to buy. That's what the salesman said to me. He has, our president says he has always been an advocate of dues being paid and reminded us that no classmate who just wants to contribute to the party, that their contribution would be appreciated and not turned away. For future meetings, let's discuss all issues we need to before the meeting is dismissed. Next, it was turned over to Olga, who gave birthday shout outs to all those who had birthdays in July. And I think Alden was one of those, and I kind of missed the rest of them because Alden was kind of happy he was having a birthday. July 25th, Sunday worship. July 5th, Sunday worship will be at Ebenezer, and it said that it was good. Was that June 5th, right? That's supposed to be June 5th, Sunday. Y'all correct it after I finish. The August 5th Sunday worship is scheduled for Sweet Pilgrim Baptist Church, which is at 359 St. Charles Avenue in Mobile. Olga will let us know the time of service, and we'll provide information about the restaurant for lunch after service. Old business was next. Completion of plans for the 75th birthday party. The two current chairpersons, Jackie and John, resigned the leadership for the party. The proposed letter was sent out, but there was not enough response to for participation for the $200 for the party. So two new chairpersons were chosen. Brenda will chair and Joyce will co-chair. It was moved by Marion and seconded by, I got Hattie here. I don't know if that's right. I might have done something wrong. Who's Hattie? To take the set, it was second to take the 75th birthday party to Strikers Club in Mobile. The majority approved. Cost determined to be $100 for the affair. President said he would secure the club and pay the rental fee for the club. $75 of that money will go for cleanup. The next meeting discussion will be decisions made for food decoration and the DJ. The new business was Marion had attended the meeting for the Central Weekend Committee, and membership is dwindling. Current price for membership is $25 per person to join the group. The address to send the dues to was given as P.O. Box 7962 in Mobile. CHS to make checks out or money orders to CHS WAA membership 2025. Okay, agenda item next was condolences to Charlita, as I know her for Taylor. I don't know her last name now, but Charlita, who lost her nephew and who would be funeralized from True Vine. We didn't have a date. Dismissal prayer, meeting adjourned, submitted by Secretary Cheryl Andre Scott.
Outstanding.
You need a fees? You need the fees over there somewhere? No,
minutes from the last meeting. Any corrections?
Yeah, the money. You need the money?
We said $100, right?
The rental.
It said the cost determined to be $100 for the affair. President would secure the club and pay the rental fee. And $75 would go for the cleanup.
Not only that, it's
$75. Oh, okay, be careful. Okay. I seen it in the middle of the week somewhere.
Oh, God, I'm gonna drop me in the school up here. We didn't make a decision on that, did we?
I thought we did. I thought we struck down the $200 and brought it down to $100. But the caveat I should have put in here is that this meeting, the committee was coming back with decisions for food decoration and the DJ, so that might increase. So
that's why. Okay, good. That's why we are.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, so are minutes approved with correction, or is there a correction so I can put it in here?
Yeah,
I second.
Okay, it's been moving probably second that we accept the minutes as read with that correction.
Okay, all right.
Right there. Okay.
Got it.
We'll listen to the financial report now. He's coming around in front of us.
All right, here we go. All right. Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Hello, Eddie.
All right, I see it. All right.
Cool.
I think I sent it to you. Anyway, for the August financial report, okay, our beginning balance is $3,069.37. We've had a cash app of received just recently $40. And we have a checks, cash and check $175. That's for dues and the birthday celebration, because we know how much it is. It's 75 and more. But that's 175. So we come off with a fee of $3 that we give up. We come up with a grand total of $3,281.37 for our ending balance.
Okay.
Okay. So that's still.
Eddie, can I ask you a question? Can I ask a question, please?
Question, go ahead.
Eddie, when you say coming up for the ending balance, that's the ending of July, right?
Right, that ends well right to this day right now, because everyone who sent something in recently, I've had a ending of July is one thing that the bank sends us as a statement. So this is going to end. This is our our day is the 16th. Our meeting date is what I got.
Okay, so, okay, got it.
So it
got
goes
it.
To the 16th. Okay.
Okay, got it.
That's why it's a little different than what they would send me out. So what we have is, our ending balance as of today, because everyone has given me something today.
Got it.
Including her, that I put that in here and it's going in. If I hadn't deposited, it will be deposited in the morning.
Okay, I
so,
just wanted to.
The Cash App has already been deposited, goes straight in.
Okay, I just wanted to have the minutes right. Okay, got
okay.
it. All right. I'm
Thank you.
Done. Okay.
Any more concerns or questions in regards to the Treasurer's report? If not, we'll let that report stand as is. Okay. My concerns or issues are not really, I just spoke about some of them at the beginning of the greeting, but we just need to get this ball rolling again, so to speak, and all of us that are online and here present, well, what I'm speaking of, and that's our 75th birthday party. I know sometime all of you may or may not be aware of football. Sometime in the game of football, sometimes there's a fumble when the team's almost ready to score. Sometimes they lose it, but sometime someone else pick it up and run it in. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to our calendar person, Olga. And unless Linda online?
No.
Linda? She's not. Okay.
No.
And we're going to Olga and allow her to enlighten us on our calendar.
I'm
going to get comfortable.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Y'all can see me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My calendar doesn't really have too much to do with the party, if we're discussing the party right now, but I just do my regular calendar schedule, and that for August, we're having our fifth Sunday at Sweet Pilgrim, which Cheryl announced earlier, Sweet Pilgrim Baptist Church, 359 St. Charles Avenue. Our host should be Clifford Morris. Y'all remember him. I failed to find out the time. Now, someone, Brenda Barker, who used to go there, she said they start at 9 o'clock, but I cannot find anything online, and I'll have to call the church tomorrow to get the exact time they start. So I will send out, have Alden send out time for that and a reminder at least.
Okay.
Also for August, we had so many birthdays, and we wished everybody happy birthday that was on GroupMe, but I will read our birthday celebrants out for August, starting with Arnold Bush. His birthday is coming up on the, on the 23rd. Carol Harris has already celebrated hers on the 3rd. Regina May on the 22nd. Zosie McCants coming up on the 25th. Charlita and Betty Mack were on August the 3rd. Beverly Williams will be on August 27th. I have Raymond Oles for August, but I don't have a date. Faye Bracey, I don't have a date. Oh, Faye Bracey Scott. And Angelita Stewart was on the 11th. So we had quite a few August birthdays.
Wow.
Thank you all for that. And also want to mention Brenda Williams-James is out. She had surgery this past week. She did let us know this morning she was not having a good day, but we'll keep her in our prayers. And if there's anyone else that may be out sick, does anyone have any reports on anyone else? Health? Okay, she said Clyde Allen, but Eddie said he's not able to get a hold to him.
Hmm.
Okay, anyone else?
That's okay. I think Andre is still doing okay.
Andre Brown is still doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that's for as far as our calendar for August, that should be it. And September should be pretty repetitive on what we're actually doing. And now we can. I'll turn it back over to President. That's what you call what Alzheimer, old
party.
Alzheimer's great. It's not what over is. What is it? Properly, I'm not sure. Thank you all. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Wow. Is Joyce on the?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Awesome.
You saved this meeting, girl. And I'm glad to see Marion on there also, because, okay, let's see. I think,
mute
Joyce.
I don't have the camera on.
Okay.
They don't have the camera.
Okay, we're gonna let Joyce step in here. Joyce and myself and Brenda had a meeting last Sunday. It was very productive. We're about to I don't know if that word is blunt, but we're about to tell you all about what we have lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Joyce.
Okay, hi, everybody.
Hello, hey, Joyce.
I hope everybody is being blessed today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We're here. We're blessed.
Joyce, mm-hmm. Can't hear you too good.
Okay, let me see if I can turn it up. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As Hubert said, we met last Sunday, and the meeting was productive. And we came up with a cause for everyone. And the theme of the party is going to be Diamond Jubilee 75 years strong, awesome since 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with the cost per person, and each classmate will pay $75. Mm-hmm. And if they decide to bring a guest, the guest will pay $25.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at $100 per couple. And it's going to be at the Strikers Club on Friday, November the 21st. And the time is going to be from 5 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m.
Hmm.
Now, Brenda and I, we discussed about Alden is going to send out emails and post this information on the class website. Am I right, Alden?
Right, exactly.
Okay. And anyone who planned to anyone who planned to attend the function will call Olga to let her know, but they will pay their money to Eddie. And Brenda decided that Cash App is better. So we have finalized this, and we hope that everybody approve it. Any questions?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, you said a theme. The theme is
Diamond Jubilee, 75 years strong. Seemed like it's something else to go with it. Is it?
Since 1950.
Awesome, since 1950.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Oh, okay.
Since 1950.
Because we can't hear a word you're saying.
I'm sorry. I'm talking
about. She said, Diamond Jubilee, 75 years strong since 1950.
Okay.
Awesome since 1950.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, yes. Okay.
Awesome since 1950.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Don't forget awesome.
Can't forget awesome.
Yes, we are.
Okay, George. Okay. All right.
Say it one more time for Allegro.
Diamond Jubilee, 75 years strong, awesome since 1950.
Okay. That's common.
Yeah. Cost per person, $75. If there's a guest, that's $25 more. So it's $100 per couple. Right, Joyce?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know I got that part of the minutes right. It's Friday, November 21st, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Strikers Club on, was that Spring Hill in Mobile? I think that's Spring Hill. Yeah. Okay.
Did y'all come up with the color scheme?
Hmm.
Mm. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Other than the ruin and white?
Talked about a color scheme of purple and diamonds. Did she mention that?
Hmm.
Well, we have the decoration. The color scheme is black and gold.
Oh.
Which is black and gold.
Okay. Joyce, did we come up with a date for all monies to be in?
Yes. Let me tell you. Okay. All monies are due by the second Saturday in October, which is October the 11th.
Hmm.
Okay.
We'll be getting most of this information you've given us to Alden so we can get it out to all classmates.
Yes. And Alden, if you need to call me, you can on my cell phone.
Okay, I sure will. No problem.
Are you going to address the conflict in time with the Central Weekend? Is that, are we going?
Hey, we just got a question here, though, conflict. We got a conflict, but we were already planning our 75th birthday party. So the alumni chapter on the same night is having it used to be the bonfire. So I guess that's what they're trying to unite and look like what I'm reading on the paper. They're trying to put some excitement into that Friday night because they had not been doing anything for the last couple of years on a Friday night. So, just to let you all know and to hear, the Alumni Association got pep rally, table game night, line dancing, and it's going to be in the cafeteria, Central's cafeteria and foyer. But that's the same night as our, okay, that is on screen. That's the same night as our birthday party.
Yeah.
But I'm just speaking for myself. My birthday is more important than this right here. I don't know how the rest of you all feel. So here it is. And we're going to do our thing. We're putting our information out because we're just getting this. I mean, I'm just seeing this.
Hey, Hubert, can I say something?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in the car riding. I don't know when I'm going to get cut off, so I'm going to be quick. Okay. The basic reason I had asked Alden to put it out there, because we're having our ball that Saturday night, which is the next night following our 75th birthday party. Mm-hmm. And for those that wish to attend, that'll be $40 per person. And that money has to be in by September the first week in September because we're going to pick the tickets up on September the 13th, which is the second Saturday in September. And we always do it as a group so as we can all be sitting at the same table. And that was the only reason for that, because Friday, I don't plan on being there either, but I plan on being at our 75th birthday party. And but Saturday is another day altogether, and that's when we had a block party that day, and then the ball is that night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only reason for that. And also, we was talking about the membership, but I was just more concerned about if anyone wished to go to the ball, the $40 need to be paid before the first week in September. And that's all I have to say. I'm going to go back and mute myself so I won't be having so much static coming in.
Marion, let me bring you back because I believe you need to tell us about the tickets and the deadline for that, right?
Okay, I just told you. Maybe you didn't understand me. I was saying for the ball that Saturday night, for the ball, the Maroon and White Scholarship Ball, the tickets cost $40 per person. We picked the tickets up on September the 13th. So therefore, the money has to be paid to Eddie before the 13th because we just write one check, which is the class check. And then I go over there and pick them up Saturday morning so as we can all be sitting at the same table or in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how's the money going to get to Eddie?
You can send a cash app or you can take it to his house. It, that's up to the individual how they wish to get it to him. But if they do it by cash app, it just has to be noted that it's for the ball, in the comment section on the cash app.
Yeah.
Joyce.
Yes. Joyce. Yes.
I didn't know we came in. I was going to bring Marion in later, but she came in on you with some more information.
No. I just
only came. Go ahead and complete.
I only came in, Hubert, because you start talking about Central Weekend. Joyce had not finished the 75th birthday, but you start talking about Central Weekend, so that's why I said something.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to. When Alden sent out the information on the class website, he can just put all of this information so that we can be informed of everything.
Exactly. Well, it will, and I will post everything according to the information that we've received today, on the website.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that way everybody will know about the happy birthday party. They'll know about the pep rally that night. They'll know about the block party that Saturday. They will know about the ball that Saturday night.
Exactly. Yeah, because there will be a copy of the flyer as well posted.
Okay.
Okay, in the past, we have purchase tables.
Yeah.
We have purchase tables with a head count. Are we going to do that again so we don't be left out in the cold, so to speak? We need to get, yes, I'm coming to the ball. That's what I'm speaking of, Marion. Yes, I'm coming to the ball.
Oh, okay. I had muted myself again. I'm sorry. And that's up to the group if y'all want to do that. For the past year, what Brenda had decided, and then because the funding wasn't there and sometimes people didn't buy the tickets, we might be come up short and be stuck with those tickets. And so they didn't buy more tickets than money received. So that's up to the group, I'm finna mute myself again because I don't want all the static to be coming in, from. But I just say what I need to say. Does anyone have any questions before I mute again?
No.
Okay. If we got this deadline on the
13th,
$500
for the tickets,
and then we cash it. Yeah, yeah. And you cash it after me, and I put it down for what it's worth.
And especially Cash App, just right on that, what it's for.
Okay.
And then I put it in our bank account accordingly.
Do you want to put the Cash App address in the for Alden to put that on the
It is gonna be handling all the money
financial
money involved in these tickets that we're speaking of, that the deadline is for the 13th.
I get that.
As soon as we get a chance, Alden, I guess we need to get this out to the classmates because time moving.
Yeah.
Moving fast.
But Hubert, give me Eddie's Cash App address.
Here it is. You see it?
There it is up on there now. He's just put it up. And actually press
oh,
on
wait.
Now.
Wait.
And then
I can't.
He said scan. You can scan it, or you can go with the
it's kind of small.
Right, hashtag house, you know, hash sign CHS 1968.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Yeah. And you can do it both ways. Okay.
Okay.
And it was on what check.
Where is going to be hanging? I saw it on there, but I didn't understand where it's going to be held.
The
ball. Carol J. Carol J. That night is Calero J on Saturday night.
I don't know what camp. You can explain that.
Yeah, it's on Calero J. She'll be sending that out.
All of the,
yeah, pretty much all the information is on the leaflet that Alden had, you know, Alden had put up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on there. But the memo, Alden, that you'll be sending out, of course, going to have all this on it.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, we done hit this meeting. We done hit this meeting in the head. I think the committee, or what I'm trying to say, the Central High School thing, is still talking about that $25 they want to spend in or whatever for person.
Membership. Yeah.
Membership.
Yeah, membership. She's on mute.
Yeah, they want that individually, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for the let me tell y'all this, for the alumni membership, the basic reason for that, just like I said at the last meeting, because the funding is low. We don't have as many people coming to the ball as it used to be. And because of that, we're having less money coming in to pay to get the scholarships. And that's what the basic reason it is for us to have the alumni, according to Yvonne Kennedy. She started this to give scholarships out to the to deserving students. And because the funding was getting low, we didn't have enough money to pay for the ball, didn't have enough money to have a parade. And so Cheryl Anton, which is our president, said this would be a good idea. And so Bonnie McMillan and her came up with this idea. And also at the next meeting, I'll be passing out some lapel pins to those who have paid for the $25 membership. Because they came in yesterday, and so when I come to the meeting, I'm gonna bring your membership card as well as the pen. But I'm only gonna bring the pens for the ones who have prepaid, because those would be the only pens that they would give me, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
Mary, do you have that list in front of them?
No, I'm in the trunk of which terminal the application. Mm-hmm.
The paid list.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a count on how many of us have already contributed. That's all.
Okay, so far we have four, maybe five, who have paid the $25 membership.
Okay.
I know, you know, Hubert, you know, you paid Bernadette, Eddie, and me. I can't remember someone else had paid or not. I can't remember.
I did, Joyce.
Okay, Joyce, I have not received your money yet. Brenda still has that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I'm going to see her again. I saw her in the hospital, and I'm going to see her again one day this week, and I can get it then.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can get it. Yeah. Okay. I've already paid in the bank. Sunday when she gave me the money to put in, She you are on the list for having paid minister, so she can get the money for me to get into work.
And the deadline for this joining has passed. Am I correct? I don't have a date here. Last time we talked.
No, don't worry about it, because as long as they collect the money, they're not going to turn anyone away.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Got it. That's it. New business. That's it, brother.
Hey. We sort of hit this nail, and we done old business, new business. We ran it all together, and that's good. if there's anything else that anybody can think of that we'll miss or need to mention.
I have something, but it's not concerning our business at all.
Good order. Okay. Well, she said what she'll say for good order. All right. Anything else with our agenda that's not, if everybody feel comfortable with what we've have discussed already in regards to our birthday and anything else that may come on your mind. Sometimes we'd be in these meetings and we'll leave and some things may pop up and you might want to touch bases with another classmate. Feel free to do so. And if a bright light comes on to the fact that it's going to be something positive for us to do, please contact your chair people or myself. And our Alden, and we will be glad to carry it, do our best to carry it out, or bring it forward to the rest of the class, so and to see what they think about it. So just keep that in mind, and I believe everything one day at a time, and I can remember, I'm looking at this the theme for Friday night for the pep rally and our birthday party. I can remember back in the day I hit all that. It ain't there no more. It ain't there no more.
I know that's right.
Now I remember now she's the Mardi Gras and all them other clubs down there, every one of them. But it ain't there no more. So one day at a time. One event at a time, and we're gonna be all right. We're gonna move on to a good of the order. If you have anything you'd like to say, Bernadette is gonna start.
Come on, so they can see you.
Grab that hand.
I don't know what you laughed at. You need that.
Awesome. All right, here she is.
What I have been given here, and maybe you might can see it. This comes from Ina. Ina is Eddie's niece, okay, who has been working with us quite a bit, doing several things for us, okay? But she started her own business, and her business is restoring dignity in our deceased family members or people that have been forgotten, or you can't find them anymore because you don't know how to look for them. Well, she's asking for that business. She has been very successful in finding many of her family members. And this is at Oaklawn. And you know, in the Oaklawn, a lot of bushes, rubbish, blown up, out, and everything. Yeah. So she has been very successful in finding your ancestors. And so what she's doing is asking if you would like to do this. She would love to do it for you. It's going to be a cost, but also she also needs people to work for her. So she is still looking for those people who are interested in the same thing that she's interested in, restoring dignity to our deceased relatives that we cannot find anymore. So if you're interested, I have brochures
I don't know if you can see them, but I have brochures that she has done that would include all of that information. And you can see on this picture right here, you can't see it, but it's very overgrown. Well, she has been able to dig through all of this and just find your people that you have been looking for or you don't know where they are. Well, she has been very successful in finding her people. And she, through that, finding her people, she has found other people. So if you're interested, just that interested, let me know. And I'll give you a brochure and you can contact her. Okay?
She's doing this actually out of her heart. This is where she started. She started looking for our great, her great-grandmother, her great-grandmother, her great-great-grandmother is who she found, along with others who was next to her over in that spot because, you know, she's from Cincinnati. This I didn't even know my great-great-grandmother. She knew, she found that person. She could spiritually send her to that spot. And she found that. When she found that one, she also cleaned up that one and fixed it up at the same time she cleaned the one next to her, who happened to be Emil Tester Portlock's grandmother. And she was directly next to her. So when she cleaned one, she also cleaned it up. She wasn't leaving. She cleaned it and cut the trees and everything that was around it and actually fixed them all up. She actually cleaned up the headstones of every one of them. Put stones and stuff around and made them. But she worked herself off. I mean, she came out of that with nothing but scars all over herself trying to deal with it. And she had cut it down. She came home over here and got tools and stuff and went out there and started doing it. And then she found our, she went with my, with Celeste. She did an interview with Celeste, my second, you know, in our family line. Celeste Cole is her name. She did an interview and on these papers she has that where you can do that interview with her what she was talking to. She told her all about history, and that's what she's looking for, history. She wants you to speak on the subject of people in Oaklawn Cemetery, because we have a vast community of people in there that their families don't know where they are. Not only they don't live, but some of them do know where they are, but they're just not coming out there to take care of their graves. What they want to do is try and get it out there. She'll clean her and stuff, and she wants me to come out there and help her clean up and stuff. So she really is a thing out of her heart. She got what's that called? The money from the grant from the state. She went online and did all of this, so now she can actually get funds if anyone give that anything donated is tax deductible. So she's doing all of that, but she's doing this because she believes in Black people working and Black people having the same dignity as any other place in the world. She hasn't seen this where people are not taking care of these places. Now, she wants interviews with people who know anything about it, and more or less, that's what she's doing. If you read the brochure, you'll see where she's coming from on that. And each and every one of them, she wants people to help us, they come out and try and find good people. Well, she's found four or five members of our family that are in that particular one, and then also in Magnolia. She went to Magnolia Cemetery. You got them, and then you got others where they're, or what she says in here, where they are bearing over people. And she wants to actually find them and put them out there so everyone knows where their people are. She actually wants to bring up and give dignity to the situations for us. Blacks are concerned in here. We shouldn't have them out there not knowing who their people are, where their people are. We should all be able to find out the people if they come. One of them came in here and she had cleaned that spot. I mean, we had people from Central. She got so, she said, "This, you know this person?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Grew across the street from me." I said, "Doing a lineman." His name is, one was Rufus Lyman. I remember when he went to Vietnam, when he was on ships over there, he was in the Navy and he got killed. I remember seeing that man come after seeing the military coming to their mama's house, looking to tell them that he was dead. You know how they kill that out. I remember that happening back in 68 or so, 67, when he went into the military. But he went to Central High School. I'm gonna ask me, she said, "You know him?" I said, "Yeah, I know him." I said, "I knew his whole family. He grew up right there. You know, right across the street over on the side." I said, "I knew when this happened." And she actually cleaned that grave off. Found his mother's and father's grave, which was right up from it. and clean that grave off. She did this out of her heart. Not because she had to do it, but she said that she'd be clean, and she did. You know, that's why she started that. That's why she went and did this and this. That's her reason behind it.
Okay.
Okay. I guess everybody know this is Eddie's niece. Yeah. Everybody aware? Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
I didn't get her last name, but I wrote her first name down.
Yeah, see, my name is Eddie Lawrence Wright Washington. She's a Wright. She's
all
a,
right.
W-R-I-G-H-T,
right? Okay, got it. Okay.
Sometimes, ancestry. Looking up ancestry sometimes, I guess, this just means some kind could be like reading the book of Revelation. It'll scare the hell out of you if your mind is not geared properly when you get back to way back.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bother you to find out that your granddad was a white man, I'm just saying, I just thought I'd put that out there. But it's all good, and prayerfully we'll all get in on it, and that'll do some stuff.
Do you know, since I've been here, that I saw one time on the news where they had a group, the white folks, who was going out to the cemetery and they were cleaning up the veterans' graves.
Yeah, they're still doing that.
Yeah.
You have to make some bodies going over there doing those for a good while. And they'll come out once a year trying to do it. And you don't, and still, you got to get the families back involved in it, because really, I mean, you can go out there one time and clean the spot up and there's someone, and then it don't take 2 to 3 weeks before it grows back.
Right back.
I know. I know. I think they should be suing that guy that owns the funeral home who bought, he owns that cemetery or something, I was hearing. But he hadn't taken care of it.
Yeah, she's been. And I told them about that, you know, and you're trying to find. She's put a lot of time and effort into finding out.
Good for her. That's so needed. Yeah. Good for her.
Also, they did a great job at the Plateau Cemetery. And we all know there was a lot of descendants in that area. And then the Buffalo Soldiers. So it's been on the move. If you want to get involved, it's okay.
I'll pass the information along for sure.
Yeah. I forgot. One thing to bring Arnold Bush Gate in on the parade. He's the chair of that. And I'd like for him to just elaborate on what he'd like the float riders to do or what.
Well, it's the same thing we always do, partner with it too. It don't be decorated. $25. You know.
Okay. Did y'all hear that? Front and center, here he comes. Right there.
All right.
Dr. Bush.
We have a new every year we do get sent to the parade. We hadn't missed one, and it's gonna be $25, same price as always been. So hey, just have to get you those. We can hold 10 people the first 10.
Tell them first come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
I don't know how many that thing hold.
10 or
something. 10 classmates, max.
Okay.
All right.
What's it about decorating?
We got paper and stuff. We wrap around it and everything.
So the people that ride the float don't have to decorate, right?
No, but they show love too.
Yeah. Yes, the ones riding need help in decorating.
I just asked a silly question. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
We may have it done that Friday.
Right. More than
we try to our best to do that Friday. So get in line on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Decorations, no problem.
One thing we didn't talk about this year was how are we going to do the food for the Black Party?
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about
that? We didn't talk about that. Well, oh, yeah, I'm glad you
see, that's what I'm saying. See, we're sitting up here now, these lights are coming on.
I thought about it, but I figured you could discuss it in September.
Well,
yes.
Well,
it's in the minutes. It's in the minutes. The DJ, the food, and there was one other thing we talked about. So.
Oh, I meant for the block party, not
block
the party.
Oh, not for our party, the block. Oh, see, you know, I've never been to a block party yet in all these 50-something years. So.
Oh, okay.
I was 47 years in Boston.
Let's see.
Okay.
We need something for the block party. We need something to put on the tables for the ball.
Let's wait till Brenda come back.
Yeah. We got some things to do. I mean, you know, we, at the ball, we ain't expecting going to have no steak, you know. But that block party now, we usually do some things pretty good.
We hadn't mentioned it. We had to mention it. We got to get a table to the wall. It'll be all right. Well, what are you all saying? We need to wait till the next meeting. Try to get these menus together. Okay, all right, put it on your mind. Next meeting we'll get these menus together for.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they already got things together for the party.
For the party. Okay.
Got that together. Saturday for the block party.
Okay.
And then the, whatever we're gonna do for those tables. That's
okay.
that's what we are. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
What else, y'all?
Hopefully the name of this is with Anna is she's the executive director, Anna at SimonRubiesHemp.org.
What?
What?
What was that?
Rubies. You see, the name of her company is One Simon, Two Rubies, and a Hemp.
Oh, do it again, Eddie. Do it again. Do it again.
Website.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah, One Simon, Two Rubies, and a Ham. But what's the name of it? It says Simon Ruby Rubies Ham.org. You can go on that and they'll deal with it. That's how you can find out what she's talking about in that organization.
Okay.
Simon, Simon, Rubys, and Hemp, Hamp.org. That's what it is. What's she going
to do? Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Anything else under this the good of the order speak now. Let the lights continue to come on and let us know what we missed and what we need to do and make this thing successful for the year, the rest of the year. If not, if all minds and hearts are clear, I'll say a prayer.
The word get out today about the meat? Since we have such big people here.
That's us.
Yes, and I names of everybody is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people here.
Sherry, you want the name of the people here on the minutes?
Mm-hmm. I think I should, yes.
Okay. Here we have Eddie Washington, Deborah.
Don't go too fast now. Come on.
You got Eddie?
Yeah, got it.
Deborah Coley. Y'all just call your own name out. Collie.
Is that Deborah back there?
Deborah. Hey, you spell Collie. Spell it again. C-O-L-E-Y?
C-O-L-L-E-Y.
L-L. Okay. Yeah. Alden's there. Okay. You was there.
Bernadette.
Bernadette is not a Bernadette. What's that?
B-E-R. Bernadette.
What's your last name now? It ain't
Robinson.
R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Olga?
Okay, it's O-L-G-A, Olga.
Uh-huh.
Antoine. A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
Uh-huh.
Sarah?
Sarah.
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 See, I know y'all first name. I just don't know y'all new last name. Okay.
Arnold Bush.
Loretta.
Oh,
L-A-U-R-E-T-T-A.
Wait, Loretta, I was getting on no, there. No, he cut you off. Loretta.
Loretta. W-A-S-H-A-M.
Oh, wash them. Okay. Good. It. Got it. Got it. Who else? LeBaron was on live somewhere, right?
LeBaron. He was Campbell.
I'm here, LeBaron Pettaway.
That's H.
LeBaron Pettaway, how you doing?
LeBaron. I'm good, how you doing?
I got you.
Arnold Bush.
You cut Loretta off, so I got you.
All right. Let the people online call their names.
I got you.
Okay. Hey, Tiggs.
I got Tiggs.
Okay.
Well, you know who Joyce. Yeah, I was about to say I'm forgetting Joyce. Joyce, what's your last name now?
Nichols.
N-I-C-H-O-L-S, right?
Yes.
Okay. Me?
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, me on now.
Did you get you?
I got LeBaron.
Okay. That's it.
One, two, three. But it's not Reason anymore. What's her last name now? What's the mayor's last name?
Marion Lee.
L-E-E, like Lee, Mr. Lee, yes. Mr. Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like Robert E. Lee.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He didn't say that.
Bad example.
Yeah.
How about right here? Who, I don't know his name. Gates last name? Sit next to you, Hubert. Who's that?
Oh, that's Arnold.
That's Arnold. That's Arnold.
Yeah. Y'all better looking after the scene.
Yeah, I know. Y'all need to stay the same. Look, y'all look different now. Okay. All right. I got, let me tell you how many people we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 people.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Good meeting.
Listen, quite a few.
I like to say we did have a good meeting, productive. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the next meeting will nail everything down, menus and everything. We got our deadlines for tickets. And all we need to do now is let the classmates know. And when these deadlines are to be met, and let them know that they just don't have to pay it all at one time, you know, and that'll help maybe get some more classmates in. Okay. Anything else? Okay. This evening, our Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for another day. First of all, we'd like to thank you whenever we can thank you because we can't say thank you enough. We'd like to thank each classmate that's here, the ones that thought about being here, and the ones that aren't here. But Lord, when we reach out to them, we just like to have them to have open hearts and open minds in regards to what we are trying to accomplish. We'd like to for you to go in each, every one of our homes and the classmates that are under the weather that have been to the doctor, trying to recover, strengthen them, give them what you know they need, Lord. And you already know before we even say anything about it, Lord. And you know the ones that are under the weather and the ones that are a little bit financial. And if we could help in any way, at any time, we'd like to be able to do that also, Lord. We ask these blessings and many more. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Meeting over. I'm gone.
Bye. Thank you. We'll play catch.